Welcome to Talking Politics and Religion Without Killing Each Other. As you'll know, this is Corey Nathan, by the way, your host. As you'll notice, I am just going to jump right in. No music, no commercials on this one. Yesterday, there was a historic event, an assassination attempt on the former president. So I thought about, somebody reached out to me last night and said, no comments. On my social, one of my social media pages. And I had a feeling, you know, what this fella was asking for. I've had a feeling what his leaning is. I know what his leaning is. And I went to his page to see what he was posting about. And frankly, it was vile. It was disgusting. He was calling for violence against Dems. You know, he said, it's on. Take up arms. You know, I mostly experienced this individual as a basically decent guy. We have a lot of disagreements on policy, but we'd always been able to have conversations. So I simply just reached back out to him. I deleted his post on my page saying no comments, like he was kind of goading me into making a comment. And I forgot exactly what my words were, but I said, no, I'm not going to comment in the heat of the moment. The only thing I want to hear is people calling for peace, people condemning violence as a form of political speech. That's basically what I said. He did give the thumbs up on the comment on my reply to him. But frankly, when I saw some of his posts on his page, I did report it to that social media platform. There's just no place to call for violence. He saw yesterday's events as he immediately read into it what he wanted to read into it, who the shooter was. You know, there's just not enough information. I hesitate to comment further on the interaction with this individual, but today's post, today's edition is really in response to his question or his, I don't know, challenge. No comment? No. What happened yesterday is historic. An attempted assassination hasn't happened since the early 80s, over 40 years since there was an attempt on President Reagan's life. Now, granted, former President Trump is not the current president, but he is about to be, you know, given his party's nomination this week. So the answer to the challenge or the question, it wasn't really a question in good faith, no comment. The answer is no, I don't have a comment. I have a lot of questions. And the question is the central one to this very program, what we've called the TPNR question. And that question is, what do you think each of us can do to be able to share space with, have better conversations with, and perhaps even nurture relationships with people across our differences? So that's people who have different backgrounds and beliefs than we do, who get their news from different sources than we do. How can we do better at talking politics and religion without killing each other? Or is it even possible? Now, that's not to say, in the case of this individual who reached out to me, I've been able to have decent conversations with him. But at the same time, I have limitations. When you're calling for violence, when you're encouraging violence, even in a situation like this, when you assume that, you know, this is whatever. I don't want to talk about it that much. All I'll say about that, and then I'm going to move on to the main part of this episode, is that there are lines that one could cross. And when you cross the line into violence or calling for violence, yeah, you're on the other side of that line. So again, my question is, how can we do better at talking politics and religion without killing each other? Or is it even possible? So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give my comments. I guess I already did in a way, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the comments in the immediate aftermath. And now it's still within 24 hours of the attempted assassination. I'm going to read the comments of a number of past guests of this program. And this, these are answers. I'm asking the question. I'm looking for, do you have any comment? And these are the comments of the people who've been on this show, on this program, How can we do better, talk of politics and religion without killing each other? That's my question. And I'm looking for answers. So our most recent guest, David French, who I've wanted to have on the show for a long time. David French, just this morning, he's had some other comments, but just this morning, this is from his piece in the New York Times. He said, now is the time for America's moral center to rise up and declare with one voice, neither red nor blue, enough. We either recover our sense of decency and basic respect for the humanity of our opponents, or we will see, in Yeats' words, the blood-dimmed tide loosed in our land. That's David French. Anybody who's been listening to TPNR for any amount of time knows how I feel about David French. This makes sense to me. This gives me pause. This gives me something to think about. This gives me something to meditate on, to pray on. The gravity of the moment, right? I'm going to continue to read some comments of past guests of this program, the kind of people that I feel are, that I believe intuit and just are making sense. When you start to think about, you know, me as a Christian or folks who read the Torah, you know, I grew up Jewish, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. When we start to draw upon these different main ingredients of who we are as human beings, heart, soul, mind, strength, these huge pillars of what makes us human, you know, our emotions are stirred, our souls are left pondering, you know, asking God for answers. Our intellect is grappling with how does this make sense? You know, every fiber of our being is stirred. So I'm just going to keep reading the comments of people who've been on this show. We reposted a great conversation I had with Monty Guzman, and she, hers was a restatement of Braver Angels, which she's a part of. And Braver Angels said, violence has no place in our politics. Enough is enough. We're thinking of President Trump, his family, and our country right now. This is a moment to come together and stand united against hatred. Indeed. Coincidentally, I reached out to Fred Guttenberg yesterday. Fred was on the show. You'll remember Fred tragically lost his daughter in the Parkland shooting a number of years ago. And if you listen to that episode where Fred came on with Joe Walsh, we had this great conversation. You might remember that Jamie, his daughter, was born exactly one day, same year as my middle kid, Jackie Boy. She was born on July 13th, 2003. So yesterday would have been her 21st birthday. So I reached, before this all happened, I reached out to Fred and told him I was thinking about him, and he got back to me. So I was definitely looking for what Fred had to say. You know, what his initial comments were after the shooting. And this is what Fred said. Fred said, yesterday, my wife and I committed random acts of kindness in honor of Jamie's 21st birthday. Jamie was a truly kind person. And this is just how she would have wanted it. We came home feeling good about our day rather than sadness over the fact that Jamie was killed. Moments after coming home, the news of the Trump shooting hit. Thankfully, Trump is okay. I spend my life fighting against gun violence for the protection of us all. Whatever our differences are with others, decency and civility are the only path forward. Violence will not solve any difference between us. As for those who are elected or involved with the support of either campaign or anyone else, who is saying dangerous things without facts, the examples of inflammatory rhetoric that I am seeing today are dangerous and not helpful. My hope for everyone today is that you all behave towards others and online with more kindness, decency, and civility. I love our country, and I hope that we can move forward in peace. Yeah. Thank you, Fred. And I, like I said, former Congressman Joe Walsh, who disagrees with Fred on gun legislation, but they've ultimately become good friends. They were on together on the show a couple of months ago. This is what Joe said. Joe said, Joe Walsh, former congressman from Illinois, he said, what every American should say, political violence is always wrong, no matter where it comes from. This isn't how we solve our differences in America, but not every American will say this. Most Americans on the right and the left will try to score political points with this. He's right. And he's been calling it out for the last, 17, 18 hours. But that's Joe's initial statement. I'll continue. I was looking for what Lieutenant Colonel Vindman might have said about this, but Colonel Vindman was mostly reposting others, one of whom was Elizabeth Newman's statement. Elizabeth Newman was on the show. She's been on the show a couple times now. I've become friends with her and Gil. Elizabeth served in Trump's administration at a very high level, just under John Kelly, before John Kelly moved over to be Trump's chief of staff. Elizabeth said, "While I applaud the condemnation of political violence today, the reality is violence doesn't happen in one moment. This isn't random. We are swimming in a toxic soup of grievance, anger, constant outrage, and fear. This milieu directly contributes to people concluding that violence is somehow justified. We have to be pushing back against this every day, not just on the day of or days after the violence occurs." Thank you, Elizabeth. This is her area of expertise. She studied it. Her recent book was about this very thing. So I thank her for her, service to the country, going back to the Bush administration and in Trump's administration as well, and for her continued work. And I also thank you, Elizabeth, for your level-headed, sober exhortation. So thank you for that. Pete Wehner, who has also become a friend. Pete Wehner served in the Reagan administration. He served in both Bush administrations. In Bush 43, he was at a high level writing speeches, creating the language, creating the very vocabulary for what we heard in many of George W. Bush's most important speeches. And Pete has a longer piece that came out this morning, but his initial statement was, "What a horrifying, despicable act. Political violence in America is sick and never acceptable. We should all be grateful to the Secret Service for protecting Donald Trump, and relieved the former president appears to be safe." Indeed. So again, I'm just going to reset the question, the TPNR question. What do you think each of us can do to be able to share space with, have better conversations with, perhaps even nurture relationships with people across our differences, people who have different backgrounds and beliefs than we do, who get their news from different sources than we do? How can we do better at talking politics and religion without killing each other? Or is it even possible? I've only read a small handful of folks, and these are just folks who've been on this program. Mike Madrid, who's been on several times. Very simple, very to the point. Mike simply said, "Be calm, do not spread disinformation, deep breath, calm." And again, I need to remind you, by the way, so that's what Mike said. Be calm, do not spread disinformation, deep breath, calm. Indeed, right? So I do need to remind everyone, these are folks, these aren't Democrats. These are lifelong Republicans. Mike helped Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger get elected in California. Mike worked on national Republican campaigns. Yes, he was part of the Lincoln Project, so he's seen as an apostate by, the MAGA wing of the Republican Party, today's MAGA wing of the Republican Party. Lifelong Republican. Pete Wehner served in Reagan administration, two Bush administrations. Elizabeth Newman served in Trump's administration. Joe Walsh, a Tea Party Republican, if there ever was one. There are certainly folks who are David French. I mean, he served this country in Iraq in his mid to late 30s. He fought more freedom of religion, freedom of speech cases than just about any other attorney at one point, certainly in the early 2000s. Monty Guzman and Fred Guttenberg probably lean a little bit left. But this is a set of statements from across the spectrum of you know, from left of center, right of center, a little further left, you know. So the other another set of statements that I Adam Kinzinger, he was on this program, and he simply said he's had some more statements since, but he just his first statement was, and again, Adam Kinzinger, leading Republican for about a decade in the House, until you know he committed the sin of wanting to get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. But he's as conservative as they come in, you know, in the real world. Adam Kinzinger said, just landed and learned about the shooting. This is despicable and violence has no place in our politics. Praying for everyone. That's the statement. I'm going to read a few more. And these are from leaders. A couple of Republican leaders, George W. Bush, from his presidential center, his statement, George W. Bush's statement, former President George W. Bush's statement is, Laura and I are grateful that President Trump is safe following the cowardly act on his life, and we commend the men and women of the Secret Service for their speedy response. So again, I don't have statements, but I'm asking questions, and these are the statements that are resonating with me. Liz Cheney, third leading House Republican figure until she also committed the sin of wanting to get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. Liz Cheney said, reports of the shooting in Pennsylvania are horrifying. Violence of any kind has no place in American politics. We are grateful for the reaction of Secret Service and other law enforcement, and pray for the former president and all those injured. I'm just going to keep reading. These are some Democratic leaders right now, obviously starting with President Biden. President Biden said, I've been briefed on the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania. I'm grateful to hear that he's safe and doing well. I'm praying for him and his family and for all those who are at the rally as we await further information. Jill and I are grateful to the Secret Service for getting him to safety. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. We must unite as one nation to condemn it. That's what President Biden said. A unifying message, condemnation of violence. Hakeem Jeffries, leading Democrat in the House, said, my thoughts and prayers are with former President Trump. I am thankful for the decisive law enforcement response. America is a democracy. Political violence of any kind is never acceptable. That is Representative Jeffries, leading Democrat in the House. The last one I'll read is Senator Chuck Schumer, leader in the Senate. Senator Chuck Schumer said, I am horrified by what happened at the Trump rally in Pennsylvania and relieved that former President Trump is safe. Political violence has no place in our country. It's as simple as that. Those are the statements that make sense to me, that resonate, that morally are calibrated, where a basic sense of decency. I'm kind of going back to what David French was saying. We either recover our sense of decency and basic respect for the humanity of our opponents, or we will see, in Yeats' words, the blood-dimmed tide loosed in our land. So I'm not going to do any nutpicking, but I did want to see if there was a similar tone from leading figures in MAGA world, you know, in Trump's orbit. So one of the places I looked was some of his leading candidates for VP, the VP slot. I won't comment on it. I'll just say, you know, you can look for yourself. Look at Marco Rubio's Twitter feed. I don't understand. It leaves me with more questions. If the question is, how can we do better at talking politics and religion without killing each other? The comments don't make sense. The statements don't make sense. How can we do better at talk politics and religion without killing each other? Or is it even possible? But I guess I'm making assumptions. I'm making the assumption that we all, in each human being, there's this sense of what's right and what's wrong. That we all want a sense of peacefulness, that we all want to be able to live alongside others who have differences than we do, that we all can just condemn violence. It's simple. But if you look at Marco Rubio's page, I can get past the kind of glorifying of Donald Trump and turning him into some sort of Greek god. I can sort of get past that. We're all used to it, you know, this idol worship. But the parts where they're kind of groping for some sort of villain, for someone to blame and vilify and demonize. So Rubio spends some time demonizing the press. J.D. Vance is even more pernicious, if you want to give him the time of day. I frankly don't. You know, but safe to say that he's demonizing basically anyone and everyone who is a Democrat, and Biden himself and the entire Biden campaign. It's somehow their fault. So the idea that you're looking for a villain, that you're looking for, you know, there was a shooter. Okay. We still don't know. I mean, at this stage of the game, I'm sure more information will come out. Turns out he was a registered Republican. He also donated $15 to a Democratic cause or something. But we all ultimately don't know. But you're so quick to say, oh, well, this is, you know, Democrats' fault and the Biden's fault. And, you know, or you can look a second tier at a second tier VP candidate who's been talked about, Tim Scott. I mean, he just kind of throws everything up against the wall and demonizes Democrats, the media, whoever he could, you know, just throw a dart at, you know, tries to point to certain patterns that this is what they do, that they come after us. I don't want to give it too much more time a day. Like if I even go to the like MTG freaking rubber room of the Republican Party, it's just not going to do a service to, frankly, some Republicans, elected officials, current elected officials, in like Steve Scalise. You know, Steve Scalise suffered, you know, a violent act. I've heard statements of his that were much more measured, much more balanced, calling for a cease to you know, violent acts. His were much more measured. But it's hard to, it's like, you know, an accident on the freeway. It's hard not to look when freaking Marjorie Taylor Greene opens her freaking pie hole. And it just pisses me off that she's probably going to get a lot more attention than David French, and statements from people like Liz Cheney and President Biden, and Hakeem Jeffries and Adam Kinzinger and George W. Bush and Pete Wehner, and Elizabeth Newman. You know, so again, my question is, how can we do better at talking politics and religion without killing each other? Or is it even possible? I'm going to try to ruminate on the kinds of statements, and the kinds of thinking, the kinds of ethic, the type of ethic that has been communicated already by David French, by Monica Guzman, on the part of Braver Angels, by Fred Guttenberg, by Joe Walsh, by Elizabeth Newman, by Pete Wehner, by Mike Madrid, by George W. Bush, by Liz Cheney, by Adam Kinzinger, by President Biden, by Hakeem Jeffries, by Chuck Schumer. There's a wide range of people from a wide range of perspectives that are helping me make more sense of it. I'm going to do my best to ignore the likes of J.D. Vance and not give it more oxygen, and certainly, you know, let MTG have her Georgia 14, especially if she wins again. They elected her. You know, she don't represent me, and her thoughts certainly don't represent mine. So I'm going to do my best to focus on those who are providing answers that come from a place that align with my innate sense of morality, with a human ethic. Okay. So again, I know that I have ended up commenting here and there, and just by virtue of who I'm quoting from, is a comment in itself. So in a way, those are my comments. I'll just close. You know where to find us. I'm not going to do the go to Patreon. Well, I guess go to Patreon, you know, all that stuff and find me, interact with me. But I'm telling you that if you choose to interact with me in a way that crosses the line, you're either going to be muted if you're just being silly, or you'll be reported if you start talking like this fellow that I graduated high school with that reached out to me last night. If you're talking about violence, if you cross the line, just look at the very top line of it's still on my Twitter feed. It's pinned to the top, what my rules of engagement are. So I hope that helps. Try to find edifying material. That's all I'll say. You know, Pete Wehner has an article. David French has an article. Elizabeth Newman stuff. You know, try to find ethical, edifying stuff to think well about this and contribute to more peaceful engagement, to turning down the heated rhetoric, to being able to have these conversations, to being pointed, to having a strong point of view, you know, and not allowing the screamers and the extremists dominate the conversation and take all the oxygen out of the room. So again, I'll leave it there. And I guess I mean it now more than ever. Go talk some politics and religion with gentleness and respect. Have a good week.